The original Johnson Gosley home that sat on Old School Road in Starktown was 80 years old. It housed a family of four, Aunt Sonora Gosley, Mother Patrice Gosley, and her kids Wizier and Renee Johnson. Today that house is gone, and the Johnson Gosley family was to see their new home tonight during a reveal for the TV show Extreme Makeover Home Edition. The old house had many problems and didn't meet modern day standards. It had an above ground uneven foundation, had ceilings that were 2 feet shorter than the average, and did not have working toilets or showers. Recognizing the structural issues of the home, 16-year-old Wizier attempted to complete repairs with his grandfather on Christmas Eve in 2010. His act of kindness turned tragic when a miter saw severed his left hand. Friends and family say that Wizier is a helpful, selfless person. Wizier's grandmother, Adrienne Girard.
Wizier is the type of person, too, that if he can help you do something, Wizier is going to be there to do it. And if you asked him, he said, show me what you want and step back and I'll fix it.
Even with their setbacks, the family remained positive. Their small community recognized the family's struggles, and when the Johnson Gosley family was announced as the winner of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, the community showed their support through volunteering on the renovation. People from all over Maryland came to help. Every age and every color was represented during the 7-day build. Kathy Woodsworth and her 11-year-old son, Nathan Truitt, boarded the shuttle bus that takes volunteers from Sharptown Carnival to the site of the build.
I've been volunteering every day since Thursday, pulling anywhere between 12 to 16-hour days. Today, I got my little man with me, and he's happy as a lark.
Those grueling hours were completed by many volunteers who say that the sacrifice is well worth it. Megan Ring, a Salisbury University student, was on site today and had been volunteering for 3 days.
I love helping people, and it's a good way to give back to the community.
A community which residents refer to as San Domingo that could use some attention. Locals said that many homes are old and in need of repair, which some homes on Old School Road have gotten since the Extreme Makeover team had to make plumbing and electrical modifications to the street for the new home. One local, Patrick, expresses this thought.
I think it's a good thing that they're down here because I noticed a depressed area and they got a lot of homes in disrepair down here. Like I said, this is an area
it's
that could
beautiful.
Use a lot of They could use it. They could use everything they're getting down here. I think it's great.
While the new house, which boasts a 2-story modern facade and has a garden and a playground, will be revealed to the family this evening, Adrienne Girard remembers where the Johnson Gosley family came from.
And the house that they tore down is the house that I grew up in. It was sad. I mean, because we just started remembering all the memories we had in the house. And I miss the old house, but to see this new home go up is just amazing. I'm just beside myself. There's no words to explain it. Can't wait till they get home to see this.
The matriarch of the Johnson Gosley family is hopeful for the future of her family and expresses her gratitude.
And I just want to thank all the volunteers. I have family that volunteered and just everybody that came in here and volunteered. I just want to just thank everybody and may God bless them all. Because this is just amazing. I mean, just happened to a small community like San Domingo. We never dreamed anything like this would happen here, but everybody here is just blessed. And I know I am.
This is Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio News.